الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Monday Channel, welcome back once again to our silsila, our series entitled, O You Who Believe, in which we try to take a look at those verses of the Holy Qur'an, those pearls of wisdom, in the final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O You Who Believe, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses those who believe, the people of Iman, the people of faith, teaching them those things which they have to adopt for the perfection of their faith, and alerting them and warning them to avoid those things, and instructing them to avoid those things which can cause harm to their faith and to their Iman. Again today, inshaAllah, we'll be looking at another beautiful verse of the Quran in which Allah Almighty teaches us such beautiful lessons, directly addressing the believers by saying, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe. In the previous silsila, we discussed a verse of the Holy Quran which discussed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the believers to spend in His path. And we talked about the importance of giving something forward, spending something in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla from what He has provided us, so that we can prepare for the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment, which is described by Allah Azza wa Jalla as being the day in which there is no transactions, no buying and no selling, no way of spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla to gain reward in the hereafter. Continuing from that same topic, moving on to another verse today. This verse talks now about the etiquettes and the manners of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When we spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, what should our intention be? What should our behavior be like? What should our manners be like? What should our conduct be like when spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla? How should our behavior and our treatment be with those who we are spending on? If we are spending on those who are less fortunate than us, what should our conduct be with those who we are spending on? It's a beautiful verse with many, many lessons in it for all of us. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in verse number 264 of Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. O you who believe, do not destroy your donations by reminding of your favors and causing harm. Allah Almighty here is telling us that when you have donated in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then do not destroy your donations. Do not make your donations invalid. Do not make your charity invalid by reminding of your favors and causing harm. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Like the one who spends his wealth to show the people, to show off to people, and does not believe in Allah on the final day. Allahu Akbar. From this first part of the verse, we learn that showing off, ostentation, riya, destroys actions. And the good deeds should be done for the sake of Allah Almighty. So when spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when donating for good causes, when donating to the poor, when donating for the sake of the deen of Islam, when donating for the betterment of our religion, it's important that we focus on our intention. We focus on our sincerity. And intention is very, very important. As we know, the very first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Indeed, actions are based upon intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And indeed, for every person is that which he intended. So if a person has the wrong intentions when donating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, somebody makes a donation to a masjid, somebody donates for a good cause, somebody gives money to the poor, but he does so with the intention of showing off to people. He does so just so people call him generous. If somebody does so just with the intention of showing off, then such a person has destroyed his own donations. Such a person has destroyed his own charity, and such charity will not be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He mentions here that just as showing off destroys good deeds, just as showing off destroys good deeds, Allah Almighty in this verse of the Quran also says that reminding people of favors that you have done upon them and harming them also destroys charity, also destroys good deeds. So here, Allah Almighty is instructing the believers in particular not to make their donations invalid, not to destroy the charity that they have given by reminding people of the favors that they have done upon them and by causing harm. So how could that be? How could that happen? The scholars, they give examples. They say that if somebody helps a poor person in need, somebody is poor, he's facing difficulty, he's unemployed, he can't pay his bills, maybe he's facing some kind of poverty, some kind of difficulty in his household. If somebody helps such a poor person in need and spends on them, donates to the poor, does a good deed, donates with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't even do it for showing off. But then after spending, he goes to those poor people and he reminds them of the favor that he did upon them. And he says to them, you had nothing. Before I gave you this money, before I donated to you, you were nothing, you had nothing, you had no possessions. It's because of me that you were able to stand up on your two feet. If a person goes to them, after spending on them, after donating to them, and hurts their feelings by embarrassing them in front of others, in front of other people embarrasses them, and says to them, if it wasn't for me, you'd still be on the street. Don't forget what your true worth is. Don't forget what you were before I spent money on you, before I donated to you. If a person goes to those poor people and expects them to be indebted to you for life, after donating to them, giving money to that poor family, you expect them to serve you for the rest of their lives. You expect them to be indebted to you for the rest of their lives. This is an example of somebody who has made his own donations invalid. A person has destroyed his own charity by reminding those who he gave the money to of his favors and by causing harm to them. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important for us to realize that when we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, our intention should not be to show off. Our intention should be to give solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described the virtues of those who give secretly, those who give without anybody knowing, to the extent that the beloved Prophet ﷺ guaranteed the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, the shade of the Arsh on the Day of Judgment, when there will be no shade other than the shade of his throne, to the person who gives with his right hand without his left hand knowing. Which is a metaphor for a person giving with such sincerity that only he knows and nobody else knows. Allahu Akbar. And secondly, we learned that a person can destroy his own good deeds. A person can make his own charity and donations invalid by going to the people who he donated to and reminding them of his favors, by embarrassing them, by hurting their feelings, by belittling them. And the verse of the Holy Quran, which I began with, it continues. After Allah says, do not destroy your donations by reminding of your favors and causing harm, like the one who spends his wealth to show people and doesn't believe in Allah and the final day. Allah Almighty now gives an example of such a person. The example of such a person is described in the words of the Holy Quran in the next part of this verse. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلَّى. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the example of such a person, the example of the one who either gives to show off to the people, who invalidates his own charity by reminding people of his favors or harming them, the example of such a person is like the example of a smooth stone upon which there is soil. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ. And then heavy rain showers down upon this stone upon which there was soil. When this heavy rain showers down upon this smooth stone, it washes all of that soil away. فَتَرَكَهُ صَلَّى. And leaves it as just a clear rock with no soil on it whatsoever. Just as all the soil is washed away and the rock is left clear and smooth with nothing on top of it. Similarly, the rewards of such people who show off, who remind those who they donated to of their favors and hurt their feelings. Their deeds will also be wiped out, washed away, and nothing will be left of them. So here the heart of a hypocrite is being compared to a stone. His deeds, which he did with the wrong intentions, which he invalidated by reminding people of his favors, or by hurting their feelings, those deeds are like dust and soil on that rock, that stone of his heart. And nothing beneficial can grow from this. All of these deeds will be rejected. Just like heavy rain comes down and washes away the dust and the soil on top of a smooth rock and leaves that rock with nothing on top of it. Similarly, the rain will come down, the heavy rain will come down on the heart of that hypocrite, that heart which is like a stone, and those deeds which he thinks were pious deeds, or those deeds which might seem like good deeds, donating to the poor, giving in the path of Allah, helping those who are less fortunate, those deeds which are like soil, which are like dust on his stone-like heart, all of those deeds will be washed away and will be left to be worth nothing due to his wrong intentions and due to hurting the feelings of those who he donated to. And then the verse continues. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا. Such people will have no power over anything from that which they earned. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah does not guide the disbelieving nation. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses the believers and teaches us the etiquettes and the manners of spending in this path. We're learning that for our donations to be accepted in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the blessings that we learnt about in the previous silsila, to gain the multiplication of reward that Allah Almighty promises the pious, the true believers who donate for the true purposes and with rightful intentions, to gain those blessings and to gain that reward, then we have to make sure that we donate for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. We have to also make sure that when we donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once we have donated, we don't do anything to invalidate that donation. Because shaitan is always after us. First of all, shaitan doesn't want us to donate in the path of Allah azza wa jal. He whispers in our ears, he tells us that if we donate in the path of Allah azza wa jal, our wealth will reduce. If we donate in the path of Allah azza wa jal, how will we support our families? He puts these doubts in our hearts and minds. He prevents us from actually donating in the path of Allah azza wa jal. When a believer, when a Muslim, overcomes these obstacles, overcomes these hurdles, overcomes these whispers, and he realizes that by donating in the path of Allah azza wa jal, a person's wealth does not decrease. By donating in the path of Allah azza wa jal, Allah Almighty showers more barakah, more blessings in the wealth of that person. When he makes this realization, he overcomes the first whisper of shaitan, and he actually puts his hand in his pocket, and he donates in the path of Allah azza wa jal. He gives in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Shaitan doesn't leave him alone. Now that he's given that donation, shaitan now wants him to make that donation invalid. Shaitan now wants him to do something which will destroy that good deed that he has done. Shaitan now wants him to do something which will make him lose the reward of that donation that he has made. So what does shaitan do? He now continues to whisper into the hearts and minds of that believer. And he tries to encourage that person to show off to the people, to tell people that it was me who donated towards this masjid. It was me who donated to these poor people. It was me who helped this poor family stand up on their own feet. So in that way, a person shows off to the people. And when he shows off to the people, his sincerity, the intention that he had for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now finished. And now he wants to show off to the people. So now his good deed is destroyed. Similarly, shaitan, when he fails in stopping a person donating in the path of Allah azza wa jal, when that person overcomes his whispers and donates in the path of Allah azza wa jal, another way that he tries to make that person now invalidate that donation, he tries to make that person now gain no reward from that donation, he tells that person to go to those who he has donated to go to the poor who he has assisted with his donations and hurt their feelings by embarrassing them, by belittling them, by dishonoring them, by taunting them with such statements like, it was me who put you into the situation you are in now. By reminding them of the favors that he has done upon them. By reminding them of the situation that they were in before. By saying to them to remember their worth Remember what you were before I came and donated to you. And you only have what you have because of me. By saying statements like this. When a person does this, hurts the feelings of those who he donated to. Reminds those who he donated to of the favors that he did upon them. Then again, shaitan is successful in causing that person's reward to be reduced. And in fact, removed completely. Divyus Amadin Shannon. In this verse of the Quran, we learnt about those things which we should avoid when donating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we look into other verses of the Quran and the examples of the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, the best of generations, stars of guidance, we find instructions and guidance as to how we should be spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. The true etiquettes and the true manners of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions in Surah Al-Dahr, verse number 8 and verse number 9, regarding those who give for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are attributes which we should be trying to adopt when we are donating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Giving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, doing so just out of love for Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we love our Creator. Because Allah Almighty has blessed us with so much. Because of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't expect anything in return from those who they are giving to. They don't expect anything at all from those who they are donating to. Because they know that those who they are donating to cannot give them anything in return. The true being who will reward them multiple times, who will reward them manyfold for the donations that they have given, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-powerful, Al-Qadir, the one who has the power to multiply the rewards beyond even our imagination. Subhanallah. So what are these verses? Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Dahr, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the truly pious servants of Allah. And He says that they feed other people food. They give food for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to loving Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the poor person, to the orphan, and to the prisoner. And when they give out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they feed the poor person, when they feed the orphan, when they feed the prisoner, out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did they say? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. They say to them that we have only fed you, we have only given you food for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah Almighty. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We do not intend from you any reward, nor any gratitude. We don't even require you to say thank you to us. We don't even require you to say thanks and to express gratitude to us. We don't want any reward from you. We don't want any return from you. We don't want any favors from you. We are giving this food to you. We are donating to you. We are giving this wealth to you solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't want anything in return from you. We want our return from Allah Almighty, the All-Powerful, the All-Merciful. Subhanallah. It's mentioned in Tafsir Khazin and also in Tafsir Ma'alim al-Tanzeel on the authority of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, that Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, the blessed grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they became ill. When these two princes became ill, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions alayhi wa ridwan, they came to visit them. And some people advised Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, the father of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, to keep a nadhar, to make an offering and to make a vow. And the vow that he would make would be that when Allah Azza wa Jal will grant the two blessed princes, the two grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his two sons, good health, then Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu would keep three fasts. So Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu, he made this vow, he made this oath, that if his two sons would be given health, given shifa, given cure by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would fast for 3 days. The mother of the two children, Sayyidatina Fatima radiyallahu anha, the blessed daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the leader of the women in paradise, she too made the intention that if her two sons, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, would regain health, she too would fast for 3 days for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they made Fidda radiyallahu anha, she also vowed to fast for 3 days if the two princes regained good health. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhumah, after a short time, regained full health. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed them with health and shifa. So now the time arrived for everybody to fulfill their vows and fast for 3 days. So they all fasted for the first day of the three. And when the time of Iftar came, there was no food available in their house. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he borrowed some barley from somebody in return for a payment. And some bread was prepared from 1/3 of that barley. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu borrowed an amount of barley, and they split that amount of barley into thirds, into three portions. They kept 1/3 for the first day, for the first fast. They kept the second portion of barley for the iftar of the second fast. And they kept the third portion of barley for the third day. So it mentions that some bread was prepared from 1/3 of the barley on the first day. But when the sun set and the time of iftar came, the time of opening the fast came, a poor man came at the door of this blessed family, the blessed family of the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and her two sons and their father. Allahu Akbar. The Ahlul Bayt, the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This poor man came to this house of the most generous ones. And this poor man said, "I am a poor person. Please give me some food." So he requested the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him food. And it states, their generosity was such, and their sincerity was such, that all of the bread that they had cooked for themselves, from that 1/3 of the barley, was given to that poor beggar, and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam broke their fast just with water. Allahu Akbar. The next day, they kept the second fast to fulfill the vow and the oath that they had made. It states, they fasted again, and this time, bread was made from the second portion of barley, the second 1/3 of barley that they had acquired the previous day. When the bread was made and the time of iftar was close, a young boy stood outside and he explained that he was an orphan. And he explained that he was extremely hungry and he had no food to eat. Again, the blessed family of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed their bread. And they gave that bread, they gave that food, all of it, to that orphan. And they broke their own fast with just water. On the third day, the blessed family members of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her husband Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and their maid Fidda radiallahu anha, they again fasted to complete the third day of their vow, the third and final fast. It states that when the time of iftar came, again bread was baked from the remaining, the final 1/3 of that barley. But again at the time of iftar, a captive arrived, a prisoner arrived, who complained of hunger to the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt. And for the third time, such generosity and such sincerity, the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave all of their bread to the captive, to that prisoner, and they performed iftar with just water for the third day in a row, for the third consecutive day. When this happened, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Bahr, verse 8 and verse 9, describing the sacrifice and sincerity. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And they feed food, they give food for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal to the poor, the orphan, and the captive, the prisoner. And when they do so, they say to those people, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We only feed you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We do not intend from you any reward, nor any thankfulness, nor any gratitude. Allahu Akbar. This was the state of the generosity of the Ahlul Bayt. They were prepared to quench their thirst and hunger just with water, to open their fast just with water, but they could not bear to return a person in need empty-handed. And this ayah also teaches us, in the context of this silsila, when we're learning about the etiquettes of spending, about first of all sincerity. Spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, giving to the poor, helping those less fortunate than us, giving charity solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not to show off to people, not to be called generous, not for ostentation, but solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also learn from this example that when a person gives to the poor, when a person gives to those who are less fortunate than himself, the mindset that he should be giving with, the character and the manner that he should have when giving, should be that he does not want any return, any reward, not even any gratitude from those who he's giving to. He doesn't need a picture. He doesn't need them to serve him for the rest of his life. He doesn't need to keep reminding them of the favors that he has done upon them. But rather, he should expect for reward, he should expect for blessings and return from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose treasures are unlimited, whose blessings are unlimited, whose reward is unlimited. Moving on, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives another example in verse number 265 of Surah Al-Baqarah regarding those who spend their wealth seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So furthermore, highlighting the importance of sincerity, especially when spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when giving charity in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in this beautiful verse of the Quran, the example of those who spend their wealth seeking the pleasure of Allah and to keep their hearts steadfast is like the example of a garden in a highland, and then heavy rain showers upon it and fruits come out in double the amount. And if heavy rain does not fall on it, then even just drizzle is sufficient. And Allah watches what you do. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful example. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about the example of those who spend their wealth seeking the pleasure of Allah solely out of His love. And those who spend to keep their hearts steadfast with sincerity. The example of such people is like a garden on highland. Such a garden which is on highland, and then heavy rain showers upon it. When heavy rain showers upon such a garden, which is on high, fertile land, then fruits come out in double the amount. And if heavy rain does not fall on it, even just a drizzle is sufficient. Even just light rain is sufficient for that garden to blossom and to produce many fruits. And Allah watches what you do. In the commentary of this verse of the Quran, the scholars explain that land which is high up is considered the best land, because it produces lots of fruit. It's considered the most fertile land. Whether it rains a lot or a little, land which is high up produces a lot of fruit. So the land produces an abundance of fruit, whether or not it rains a lot or a little. And Allah Almighty multiplies the produce of that land. And similarly, the donations of a true sincere believer, whether little in amount or large in amount, bring great reward. Because his heart is like that land which is high up. His heart, with a sincerity, is fertile. Is fertile with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is fertile with sincerity and devotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this is the case, whether he gives a little, or whether he gives a lot, whether there's a huge abundance of rain, whether there's a downpour of rain on that garden, or whether there's just a slight drizzle, whether he gives a huge amount, or just a little amount, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him a huge reward. Allah Almighty multiplies the reward for him, because Allah Almighty looks at the sincerity of a person's heart, not just the amount of money. And this is further emphasized in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, in which our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum." Allah Azza wa Jal, in this hadith, the Prophet alaihi wasallam is saying, Allah Azza wa Jal does not look towards your appearances, your outward appearances, and your wealth. Allah Almighty doesn't just focus on looking at your wealth and looking at your outward appearances. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But rather Allah Azza wa Jal looks towards your hearts and your actions. So on the surface, if somebody is performing good deeds and giving charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, but his heart is not sincere, then such a person will not attain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah Almighty looks towards the sincerity of the heart of the believer. Furthermore, there are many other examples which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran. In verse 266 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Almighty continues and gives another example. An example of somebody who performs good deeds, but he performs those good deeds not for the sake of Allah's vision. A person who performs good deeds for other reasons. without sincerity. Allah Almighty states, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةً. Allah says, would any of you wish that he would have a garden of date trees and grape trees? Such a garden of date trees and grape trees, underneath which rivers flow, in which there are all types of fruits for him. Such a fertile and abundant garden. وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبَرُ وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءٌ. And then he is afflicted by old age, whilst he has weak and dependent children. فَأَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ. And then a whirlwind, a hurricane strikes, in which there is fire. فَاحْتَرَقَتْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And then the entire garden burns because of this fire. Allah Almighty explains the signs like this to you so that you reflect. Explaining this verse of the Holy Quran, it's mentioned in the commentaries that the example is being given of somebody who has a beautiful garden. In this beautiful garden, a person has all kinds of fruit in abundance. And a person considers this beautiful garden and all of this fruit as his only support for old age. So you can imagine a situation when a person has struggled for his entire life working for the produce of a garden. And in this garden, he has all types of fruits. And a person considers this garden as his only support for old age. But then when old age reaches him, now he's unable to work for himself, he's unable to earn for himself. And on top of this, he has children or offspring who are young and weak, dependent on him. They're not able to earn either. At this stage of life, his only hope is in this garden. He needs that garden and its fruits more than ever before, more than he ever needed it before in his old age, with dependent children, weak children. In this state, imagine if a hurricane suddenly strikes, and that hurricane, that tornado has fire inside it, and that hurricane and that fire completely wipe out, completely annihilate that garden in such a way that that entire garden burns to ashes, and the hope and support for that old man and his family is all destroyed. This example is being given as the same as the one who has performed good deeds, but not for the sake of Allah. He has given in the path of Allah. He has donated in the path of Allah. He presumes and he thinks that he has a treasure of goods. But at the time of dire need, at the time of hardship, when he needs those good deeds more than ever, when he needs that produce and those fruits more than ever, he needs those good deeds more than ever, on the Day of Judgment, Allah will reject his good deeds, and he will be left with nothing. Allahu Akbar. Such a powerful example, teaching us not only to perform good deeds, but to ensure that our good deeds are done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Coming back to the verse that we started, in which Allah Azza wa Jal is instructing the believers to remember to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal with sincerity, and not to invalidate and to cancel out their good deeds, and to cancel out their charities by reminding others of favors, or by insincerity, by showing off, by ostentation. We need to remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that our prayers, our fasting, our hajj and our umrah, our zakat, all of our other donations and our good deeds are done with sincerity, solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise it might be, Allah forbid, that these deeds are all worth nothing on the Day of Judgment. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we've learnt about the etiquettes of spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, as taught to us by Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran, addressing those who believe. Keep watching Madani Channel, keep tuned to this silsila to learn more about those verses of the Quran in which Allah Almighty guides the believers directly. Stay tuned to all of the other silsilas of Madani Channel. Keep attached to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Attend the local weekly Sunnah Inspiring Ijtima in your areas, and travel with the Ashikan Rasul, with the Madani Kafilas. With the blessings of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will learn more about what Allah Azza wa Jal has guided us with in the Holy Quran. We'll learn more about the beautiful Sunnah, the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will learn how to gain success in this life and the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal purify our hearts from the disease of showing off and ostentation. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to donate sincerely in His path. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barakatuh.